Back to item 11, public hearing, consideration of proposed amendments to Regulation 4 VAC 27-2010 pertaining to restrictions on oyster harvest, establishment of oyster sanctuary areas pertaining to designation of seed and clean coal areas to establish the 2010-2011 public oyster season restrictions, including repeal of the 4 1/4 inch maximum coal size for the Rappahannock River, reduction in size of the Wreck Shoal James River Sanctuary, and time, gear, and catch limit changes. Dr. Weston, you handling this, sir? I have the hard copy of this one.
These are just a couple of more additions that have come in since Thursday, and some comments from CBF on the regulation.
I received the letter from Mr. Leggett Friday, as a matter of fact.
This is what we normally do every fall, reestablishing our oyster seasons. And I'm going to run through the two little the smaller regulation changes first to get them done. And that the first one was changing the Wreck Shoal Sanctuary. As you remember from last meeting, we'd have had a number of meetings with the Fisheries Management Committee and a subcommittee to come up with a smaller Wreck Shoal Sanctuary, and that's the picture of it, the red there, reducing the size to about a tenth of where it was. Hadn't been any comments on that before the Bay Foundation comments, and they were a little bit concerned with this dramatic of an increase, of a decrease in the size, but I think both thems and staff here are comfortable with it, with this sanctuary size for now. Since we do monitor out here so much, if we see things that are changing, you know, we can making it bigger again. But we've got the areas that we monitor covered in the sanctuary.
Question.
Yep.
That's going to be marked on the water so that the watermen will know where it is.
Yep.
Okay.
And the other smaller one was the regulation to the culling that we had for 3 years, a maximum call size, because we had a lot of partners in our restoration efforts in the lower Rappahannock. We said that we would put some of these big oysters aside, and we bought them back, those bigger oysters. And since that program is done, we're taking that maximum call size out of that regulation. So those two regulations, we didn't receive a lot of comments.
Do you want to?
Yeah,
do you want a motion on those?
What I have to do is, I think what we need to do is have the public hearing on those two first, then we'll get to the other one. Does that sound fine?
Yeah. Okay.
I need to have a public hearing before I do that.
Right.
The public hearing is now open pertaining to the reduction in size of the Wreck Shoal Sanctuary. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter? If not, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith?
We're very pleased that the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee and the commission have worked well on this, and we're totally in favor of this. Mr. Wesson made the comment, though, that they only had received one comment, and I think, Jack, you can testify that many watermen wrote in and said they were in favor of this.
I think one negative comment.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Got it. Anyone else? The matters before the commission for action pertaining to the reduction in size for the Wreck Shoals Sanctuary.
You're looking for a motion?
I'm looking for a motion, yes, sir. Mr. Fox, is that the motion to accept staff recommendation on the reduction? Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next item on the public hearing deals with the elimination of the 4 1/4 inch coal law. It's been in effect for approximately 3 years. This is a public hearing. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Fox.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the staff recommendation on the coal size, maximum coal size.
Motion made by Mr. Fox to eliminate the 4 1/4 inch coal law. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Now to the Main subject.
Main subject where we've had the most comments, obviously, and that's the season opening and length of seasons and what comes in Regulation 720. In your briefing packets and from the last meeting, we had staff recommendations that were given that basically followed what we've been doing the past several years, and that was to stagger seasons so that something would be open the entire 6 months of the harvest season. The Shellfish Management Committee didn't like that one as well, and they came up with a counter proposal for seasons of having everything start on October 1st, except for Seaside and Tangier, and everybody was in agreement that those were okay to be delayed, especially for Tangier, to a later date because they were, since they're an island community, that's the only thing they have to do in the winter. The important thing about all this is that it's not when the seasons start, it's how long they last, because there is a limited amount of resource and a very large fleet of harvesters after that resource. And so staff is not nearly so concerned with when the season starts as the length of the season, because there's a finite amount of catch there. And you don't want to hurt it. I mean, no matter what we've been doing, something has been working better the past number of years in our management strategies, because we have seen our harvest slowly creeping up every year. And so it seems like we're getting things right, and we have pre-surveyed some of these areas so we know where they're starting. The staff, in the ones that we had, some of the areas were only 2 months, because that reflected the amount of stock that was there in relation, say, they may have been 3 months last year, but we had shortened the season to take into that account.
How recently have you pre-surveyed? Did you do some work yesterday?
We did some yesterday.
Okay.
We did some last week.
Okay.
And we'll do some more tomorrow. But the in these areas, there is a possibility that if you open all these things at the same time, that you will get some reduction in harvest, so that we're not terribly concerned right now that adding an extra month to these ones we had 2 months, if they all start together, would be harmful. We are concerned that if they would go on much beyond 3 months on some of these areas.
Which we're going to require significant monitoring on your
that's,
part, I would think,
right.
Correct?
It is. And things, you know, we're always working blind at this time when we're setting these seasons. And as an example, yesterday we did drumming ground, which is an area that we'll see the biggest harvest from this year in the Rappahannock. And, you know, we'd been out there monitoring a month ago and saw almost no spat set. And then all of a sudden we got as big a spat set that we've seen in September as we had in 2006 that we've lived off now for two harvest cycles. And so you have to be considering all that, because these are small spat that now are going to be in an area where they're going to be dredging and subject to a lot of abuse by just shells rubbing on each other as they harvest. So there will be damage to that spat set, especially if the season runs on longer and longer and longer. So, I mean, the balancing act that we're trying to do on all these things is to let guys harvest as long as they possibly can, but to not stay beyond where they're just grinding on areas and not, you know, the catch per unit effort has gotten down, and so you're just turning over shells to make a very small catch every day. We had a meeting with a subcommittee on patentonging, because there was interest in some patentong areas. We do have a patentong season that we've maintained at Deep Rock off of Gwen's Island, and we have a group of people that go out there every year, and they are very concerned that theirs are going to open October 1st, because they do things like fish, spot fish and rockfish before that, and now they may not get to harvest. But there was another committee that was interested in some in the Rappahannock, and the subcommittee couldn't really see any way that the patentongs and the dredgers could work together. So the best we came up with was to have an additional season for patent dogging on a couple of the areas after the seasons they close for the hand scrapes to see if there's some areas in deeper water that the patent dogs can work on. And staff doesn't really have any problem with that. There was a request from the Fisheries Management Committee to increase the limit from 8 to 10 per man. And again, when you're talking about a limited resource, and we don't have any problem with changing that catch per man, but it just means that limited resource is going to be decreasing faster with a 10-bushel limit than with an 8-bushel limit.
But
that's what they're asking for. So, and as far as if we control our season length, we're comfortable with that change. Are there any questions specific to any of these areas? Or
any questions of Dr. Wesson?
I'll just observe that,
Mr. Fox,
that if we have 50,000 oysters on to be 50,000 bushels of oysters to be harvested from the public rocks, and we go at 10 bushels a day, that's 5,000 boat days. If you have 300 boats, you're looking at about 17 days to wipe up to catch everything.
Well, but you got more than one person on a boat, so they get more than one limit too.
But still, it's a very short period of time that they'll be able to work. And I guess I'm troubled with this program that you're going to have people who January 1 comes around and not going to have anything to do. So this is what the watermen have asked for, but I'm wondering whether they're going to want what they asked for when they find out.
We'll get a chance to ask them here shortly.
Yeah.
Further questions? Because I think, Jim, just to get down to the nitty-gritty, it's not really a whole lot of, it's no real issue as to, from the conservation aspect of it.
No, when the season starts, doesn't make that much difference. It's more of an economic and having something to do for.
But there are also still some market considerations to take into effect.
Absolutely. There's market issues that are going on all this on the meat quality and all that's factored in on when you do the season.
I see some very learned individuals in the audience. Look forward to hearing from
Mr.
Schick.
I just am concerned, and you've addressed it a little bit about, some people say that, it's a self-regulating system. When there's not enough oysters, that people will stop. But I think by that time, it's too much damage has occurred, and that's something that you say you'll be able to. I mean, with so many places opened at the same time, is it are our resources going to be stretched to be able to monitor all of those places?
Well, we monitor. We have our standard fall stock assessment that we'll be doing, and that'll be right in the middle of the season. What we have done with VIMS and us, we've gone out and we've picked some sentinel areas to go out, that we know they'll be on. And we'll have to assume that the sentinel site is indicative of what's going on in that whole area. I mean, we can't do a pre-survey of everything and a post-survey of everything. So we'll have actually three numbers on these sentinel sites before, during, and towards the end when we have to look at it again, if we want to look at it again in December. And we're going to be doing some aerial flights to do boat counts at least weekly to see how they move around and change. But, I think we can monitor it okay. We just can't make more oysters
show
up.
That's where Dr. Mann comes in.
Right.
Any further questions? Thank you, Jim. Dr. Mann, did you want to address the commissioner? We'd like come all the way down here and keep that knowledge away from us is a terrible thing to do.
Members of the commission, I spent the day on the boat with Jim yesterday, and I also attended the FMAC meetings. I'd like to compliment the members of the FMAC and the subcommittee. We had some really productive and cordial discussions, and again, I think the only thing that is a matter of debate is one that really is a matter of almost economics. How do you take the resource and partition it amongst the watermen? And we can do the resource side of it. This is a conversation that you need to have with the industry people and amongst yourselves. As for the commitment to monitoring, you have my complete commitment that we will do this and provide the data as best we can.
Any questions of Dr. Mann? Thank you, sir. This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter? Because we would like to hear from you. Mr. Smith.
Ken Smith. Oh, again, really like to compliment the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee and the staff working together on
Thank you.
This is a big issue among the watermen with these staggered openings has been safety. I mean, we really are concerned. I could tell you nightmares about what happened last year, five boats coming together. I can tell you about one boat that hit another boat and put a hole in the side of it. I mean, these things have happened, and getting these boats spread out, I think, will be a positive for the watermen.
And, also, and you think, just so I'm clear on the record, you think opening on October is the way to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And we're going to reevaluate this, so it might be that there are pieces of bottom that will stay open after December. Now, from an economic standpoint for the watermen, if there's limited resources, Mr. Fox is talking about, let's just say it's 50 or 100,000 bushels, I would rather get those 50, 100,000 bushels working 50 days than to spread it out over 100 days. I mean, I cut out the expense of that other 50 days going out there to catch two bushels when I could have caught them all at one time. So I'm in favor of that. Another thing, when Dr. Wesson's talking about the spat on these shells, you will probably have a few spat come in off the oysters that have been struck. You will, you might kill a few that come in there. But my experience working that day, when you're working that bottom like that, you're going to end up rounding that oyster out, and it's going to make a pretty nice cupped oyster. And I think that the people in aquaculture right now that are taking that small seed and throwing it in a tumbler and knocking the bills off of it are doing it for that same purpose, to get that nice round cupped oyster. So I think, you know, you're pretty much doing the same thing. I really would like for the, and I think the watermen, the ones I've spoken for, and I think you've had more watermen ask for it than not, would like to see this pass just like it is. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions of Mr. Smith? Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. Who's next, please? Mr. Kellum?
I'm speaking on behalf of myself and also on proxy of Dan Dyes from the Tangier Watermen's Association. He started across the bay this morning and couldn't make it, so he called me and asked what I, the Tangier Watermen's Association, is in favor of the December opening for the Tangier area. They are in favor of the 10 bushel limit and are in favor of the rotation. The comment that Mr. Dyes made to me was he doesn't always agree with Dr. Wesson, but he does feel like that the rotation on the Tangier side is working, and that he does think that the resource there warrants the two bushel additional limit, and they are in favor of opening in December as proposed. So pass that on. I am in favor, now speaking for myself and Callum Oyster Company, am in favor of opening in October. I think the resource limitations, there, we've got a lot of states and other areas opening up in November and December that's going to put additional resource on the market, so October would be an optimal time. I am concerned with everything closing in December. From our company standpoint, we get resource from about seven different states and seven different growing areas, so I feel like I'll find resource somewhere. I am concerned with some of the year-round oystermen that work James River and other areas that don't just work a three-month season, but work in some cases 11 and 12 months between the private resource and so forth. You know, what they're going to do from January until either public or private bids are worked in April or May or that sort of thing. So I am concerned with seed opens up or whatever the case is. I would be in favor of Area 4 opening in October and November, and then opening again in January or February for that third month. It's a lot of resource there, I think.
January or February?
I mean, whatever the watermen would prefer. You know, whatever month that they would see is more in line with the month they would need to work. You know, maybe they're able to stretch their income from the December and want to wait until February to open. I don't know, but I think we really need to consider something being open after first of the year. I think there is a lot of resource in Area 4, if it's going to be a three-month season, I would rather see it open for 2 months, closed. The other thing that, in our experience, is as you work the oyster beds, oysters work out of the bottom, and I know on our private beds, we can work an area for a month and leave it and come back another month, and it looks, not as good, but it looks better than it did when we stopped. So I think it's a consideration to be given to that as well. But, I would like to see Area 4 opened at some point after December.
Question, Mr. Fox?
Tommy, what do you know about the Gulf, the oysters from the Gulf, and are you going to have, I guess I'm getting around to asking, what do you think the pricing is going to be on oysters over the winter? Is it going to be low in October or higher in October, or when would the watermen here be most favored by pricing?
I think October is going to be the strongest of it. The Gulf is coming online. It's resource trickling out now. My experience in talking with folks down there, it's not an issue with the oysters, the quality or the amount there. It's a lot of issue on negotiating with BP and with Feinberg's compensation fund as to, am I better not to be working right now? Am I going to receive more compensation than if I go to work? And it's a lot of that going on. And to be honest, we've been reluctant to pull the amount of resource out of the Gulf. We typically do. I've got customers that are concerned about the safety of it. I myself am not concerned with that. I've seen some of the testing data, and I think the oysters are safe. But, there is a customer perception out there, and as time goes, that's going to wane. I think it's a lot of Gulf product going to be on the market after the 15th of October. The Texas side of Louisiana is going to open up October 15th, and it's a possibility that Mississippi and Alabama are going to open October 15th. So I see the strong part of this being October 1 to October 15. And of course, our resources always commanded more, dollars than that resource has, so we have that going for us. But I myself would like to see this resource come online October 1. But again, I'm concerned as much so for an individual oysterman that's working year-round as I am for myself, because at that point we'll have North Carolina, Maryland, a lot of states online. And, the other side of that, January is like, in the oyster business, is like July 4th in the crab business. You're after Christmas and the holiday demand, our demand drops off and we start freezing and doing other things with that resource. So, but there again, I am concerned about a young oysterman that has a family and bills to pay, and what's going to happen for 3 months with no income.
Well, it sounds to me like, if I'm understanding you correctly, you would prefer, and I know you said you deferred to the watermen, but you would prefer from a market perspective, if we did that with Area 4, for it to be February instead of January.
Yeah, I would say so. But again, I would defer, from a market standpoint. I think the market would absorb them in either month. That Area 4 is a good oyster. It's unique in that you can use it for half shell market or you can use it for shucking market. And there's always a certain amount of half shell market for that oyster. So I think it, from a market perspective, could be sold either month.
But, Mr. Schick?
I guess, would Area 4 sustain an additional month just adding February?
I have to ask Dr. Wesson, but I don't.
Or would we be talking about moving December to February?
Jim?
I think for right now, since we're talking about coming back and looking at it in December, if you stopped it in November, it's going to be closed in December anyhow, and then you would come back and look at it at that time period to see if there was enough to support an additional month.
So it would be October, November, evaluate in December?
Well, that's what we're going to do for everything else.
That's correct.
So I think it would be a risk
to continue right on
to
through.
Have 3 months of on there and then think that you might get another month out of it.
Okay.
Beyond that.
But you could get...
Mr. Fox?
You could get October, November, and then a third month.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah. We may have to, you know, look at a lower limit or something at that time because the whole industry would pile in on the same spot. So...
Okay. Let me see if anybody else got anything. I'm going to let you have you at the end if it relates to that. Anyone else wish to be heard on this matter? Mr. Smith.
Again, I like the idea of all the boats being spread out. And
I think we've got that.
And I appreciate what Tommy's talking about and the other watermen that might be out. A couple of things, though. One is that the James River is going to be opened up, and it's more grand, so hopefully it's more oysters. And I mean, they might go from dredges to tongs, but they're not long shafts. Mm-hmm. And if they're young, they can do it, as Mr. Keller mentioned. You know, if I tell you one thing, if I were 40 years old, that's where I'd be heading October 1. The other thing, and this is something to think about, and you pulled this on me here about a month ago, talking about that the commission can open and close bars. 3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was that Broad Creek, that piece of bottom, I don't know what section that is, one. When we finished working that piece of ground that year, they were, they were more of them than they were shells. But they were beautiful, just round oysters that were 2 to 2.5 inches. And, I mean, I really was hoping we could have gone back the year after and really caught good oysters. But if it's a concern about watermen having it, I'd suggest that maybe we'd look at Section 1, just that one piece of hard bottom. There's also a strip that runs along the shore it's kind of hard to dredge. But that piece of bottom off Broad Creek that ran up to the sanctuary, that's good hard bottom, and that's... That can accommodate a lot of boats, and that might be something we could consider in a later month if it looks like it's a worry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dr. Wesson, you want to sum anything up, or Mr. Travelstead, do you have anything? So I think what we've got, just to make sure that my notes are correct, everybody's in favor of open October 1. Seems to be in 10 bushel limit is what is being advocated, and that's what they're asking for. I did not hear any opposition to the Area 4 proposal by Mr. Kellum, so that's the only basically we've got staff recommendations other than the Area 4 issue. Am I correct? Okay, matters before the commission for discussion and action.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Fox?
I'll move the staff recommendation, which is as depicted on the wall here, with the exception of Area 4 on the Rappahannock, which would be open October and November, closed in December, and open again in February.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I want to thank everyone involved in this process because I have been behind this table many a time and been on the other side many a time, and this is one of the most difficult hearings and difficult matters to deal with, so I applaud everyone involved in this process. Thank you so very much.